Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Money FM 89.3. This is Chasing Cars. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Coe from SG Carmart.
Hello, hello. what's with the pause? What's with the he is?
Yes, I'm trying to create a little bit of, you know, never mind.
Yes, it's good to be back. It's good to be back. So tell me, what about Volkswagen that you want to talk about?
You know, actually, the thing is, I think that Volkswagens are not the most exciting cars you can buy. And I say this as a Volkswagen owner and huge fan. But sometimes what you want is very reliable, kind of fun to drive, looks pretty good, and this is very big for the average Singaporean, doesn't break the bank. And both Skoda and Volkswagen fit very nicely into these categories.
Absolutely. But you know what? I think I have to disagree with you when you say that they are unexciting cars. I mean, look at the Volkswagen GTI. Look at the Volkswagen Golf R. These cars are relatively exciting, no?
Yeah, but they're not practically priced. I mean, they're gorgeous. I love the R. I didn't want to give it back. I already said that. I wanted to steal it is what I wanted to do.
Don't we all?
I mean, yeah, fun to drive. Lots and lots of power, lots of torque. Handling's great. All of that stuff, right? But, I mean, it comes with a hefty price tag as well.
Oh, of course. But I blame COE for that.
That's true. But let's talk about, okay, personally, I have never owned a Golf.
Okay.
Not a Golf, not a GTI, not a GTI, not an R, none of that. But I, to me, they are the single most iconic hatchbacks.
You know what I always thought of the Golf? I always believe that the Golf is a car that's befitting for everyone and anyone. I mean, you could be an old man, you could be a father, you could be a student, you could be a doctor. When you drive a Golf, it represents you.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? And that's why it is so iconic. It could be your first car. It could be your last car. But it is on my list of cars that you have to own once in your life.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, I don't have the money to buy one, but I really honestly do wish that I would own a Golf one day. That's how much I actually respect the Golf.
I've owned two. Well, no, I've owned one rabbit. Didn't quite get a Golf. I got a rabbit. And then and then trying to be practical, I bought a Polo.
Oh, well, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I always thought that the Polo was the younger sibling of the Golf, which it is.
It is, in certain ways, right?
And it
was very cute, and I loved driving it, and it was easy to maintain, easy on my wallet, easy. Everything about it was just so easy, which is why I'm a huge VW fan. The Golf was like, I always used to say, when I grow up, I will buy a Golf.
Mm.
So she is still on my bucket list.
Well done. I hope you get it one day. I hope we get the Golf one day.
Okay, I tell you what. I'll buy a normal everyday Golf because I'm a practical individual, and you can go and buy the R because you're an idiot.
I'll probably opt for the GTI more than a Golf. I mean, it has more heritage. I mean, it's more iconic. It's a cult car.
That is true. But it's important to note that the VW Golf prices start at $133,000, which is actually really quite good. And that's list.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, that is list. So that, you know, that is a pretty good price.
Actually, you know what? At that price, or actually no, even lesser, you could actually get a much bigger car, which is the Skoda Superb. You're going to get a lot more car for that money. No?
I agree. And you know what? I think the Skoda Superb is very well named. It's a big car-ish.
It is.
Big-ish.
It is. It's big-ish like Yala. But it's not humongous.
No,
but
it's not humongous. It's big-ish.
It's very comfortable.
So it's a good... what would its category be? Businessman saloon?
I would think so. Not your Mercedes Tauge, but it's a sort of people who... family-oriented, you have a business, almost like a boss of his own, that kind of people. But I think more importantly, he's just a family man. I would get a Superb, in all honesty. I would genuinely get the new facelifted Superb because it's not the best-looking car in its class at this point in time, but I'll definitely tell you it's probably the classiest and the most comfortable.
Oh, it's really lovely to drive.
Yes, it is.
I was surprised at how good it drove.
I actually enjoyed the car tremendously. I'm not kidding you. I actually enjoyed the car tremendously. I had the car over the weekend, and then I had to actually find an excuse to get the car out again from Skoda. I felt idiotic, but you know how I am.
You are idiotic.
I just wanted to have more time with the car.
The Skoda Superb.
Yes, that's how much I actually enjoyed the car.
Okay, I will say this about Skoda in general and the Superb specifically. If you are going to buy something like a Superb, please buy it in a reasonable colour.
It'll always be either black, you know, grey, silver.
Yeah, but you know it's Skoda, so they'll give you some funky colours that, please, no.
like the green on the RS 235, right? Yeah. But you know what? On that note about Volkswagen and Skoda, SG Karma is actually doing an event with these two brands. I think we're going to call it the SG Karma Arcade Drive, and there's very good reasons for that, right? It's going to be held from the 21st of January right through to the 24th of January. It is, believe it or not, the first car event of the year.
Where people can actually go, it's not virtual?
Yes, no, yeah, finally, right, for once. It's not a virtual car event, it's a physical, real-time car event, and it's going to be at the Volkswagen showroom at Alexandra Road. And obviously, as you all already know, the Volkswagen and Skoda showroom are actually joined together. So it's just going to be held there at Linky. Again, 21st January right through to 24th of January. People can actually register this online at sgkarma.com.
Okay, what's this about a $15 Grab voucher?
Okay, that will actually be given away on a first-come, first-served basis. And it will be given away daily. So if you go down on the 21st and you miss this $15 Grab voucher, try again on the 22nd, again on the 23rd, again on the 24th, so and so forth.
You're not funny, you know. You're asking them to go for 4 days to get a $15 Grab voucher.
Right? It's worth it, man. It's $15.
Okay, but you know what when you guys planned this, the one thing that I thought was really cool about your SG Karma Arcade Drive with Skoda and VW is that it does have activities for kids. Because a lot of the time, parents go and look at cars, and it is a boring afternoon for the children.
I know. Tell me about it. I am highly experienced when it comes to rascals, especially now.
Yes. So I like the fact that you've got activities like kiddie driving course, and the kids can earn a kiddie driving license, and you know, and other things. You can explain the claw machine. I have no idea what that is.
Hey, the claw machine is an addictive machine. I'm telling you this, man.
But that's because you're a child.
Yeah, well, that too. I cannot disagree with you. But the really cool stuff, of course, for the adults and the kids both, you can actually go through this Daytona course experience on Skoda and Volkswagen SUV models.
Okay, that sounds like fun. That sounds like something that parents might want to do.
Yeah. Bring the whole family. It's a family day out, right? It's a family activity. What can you do in Singapore today with all the restrictions? And it's quite frustrating, I would say. And with the control and crowd control and all the stuff, which is obviously really necessary. But you know what? This whole Volkswagen and Skoda that we're going to have, again called SG Karma Arcade Drive, allows the family to go there and have genuine fun.
Okay, now you guys you've arranged for attractive prizes. I know David, he must have prizes type.
I know, right? this is David's signature.
Yes, yes, Mars.
Right?
Vouchers,
yeah.
And vouchers and more
exactly.
Vouchers.
So in case you guys listening in right now, you don't know who David Wee is, well, David Wee is the sales manager at sgkarma.com. He's actually my colleague, and he believes when he organizes these events, he believes very strongly in attractive prizes.
Yes.
Yes, and this SG Karma Arcade Drive is no different. When you go there from the 21st to the 24th, you actually stand a chance to walk away with Shell petrol vouchers, Capella hotel gift vouchers, SG Karma merchandise, and of course, more importantly, and I think the most relevantly of all, is you get to save up to $27,000 on cars and more.
If you buy one. So let's
of
go
course.
Back to the cars, right? Now, we talked about the VW Golf. We talked about the Skoda Superb. And you wanted to highlight to me, because you like to tease me with cars you've test driven and I haven't yet. One of the new VWs that might not even be here yet. What is that?
The VW. So let me think. No.
It wasn't the Golf, and it wasn't the Passat. Or was it the Passat?
No, was it the Passat? I don't think so. But I do know that not Volkswagen, but Skoda will actually have a Golf competitor.
Oh,
in that
right.
Sense.
That's
yes.
The one. The Scala.
Exactly. Yes, the Volkswagen Scala. Oh, sorry, the Skoda Scala. You had me confused.
That's
my
not
goodness.
Hard. That is not
yeah.
Hard.
Yes, the Skoda Scala. Skoda Scala would be the Golf competitor. My colleague Desmond actually drove the car somewhere in Slovakia or somewhere. I can't remember. And he actually told me it's a very, very stiff and strong competitor to the Golf.
Interesting. It looks quite nice, I have to say. It's not launched yet. It's going to be launched in Q2 of this year.
Yes.
But I'm sure that Skoda can tease you about it if you go to the event.
I am very sure Skoda will be able to do that. I think more importantly, if you guys happen to go down to SG Karma Arcade Drive from the 21st to the 24th of January, you should check out the Skoda Superb. That is by far one of my favorites today.
The Skoda Superb.
Yeah, it's such a tauke car. I love it.
You're not tauke. What is wrong with you?
I know, exactly. Right. You know how I love my car sizzling and hot and spicy, but this Superb just made me feel like, you know what, I don't mind getting this. Price point, it's you get a lot of car for the price that you're paying. That's what I really like. You get the space, you get, okay, I won't really say you get the looks, but you get the drive, the comfort.
It is a 2-litre TSI engine. Starting list price is 141,000, which is really actually quite good for a businessman saloon.
Right?
It is Skoda's answer to VW's Passat. Or what's the other one?
The Passat. I think the Passat. The other one will be the Arteon, right? The Arteon will be the flagship. Will be the flagship. Arteon will be like, I don't know, the more expensive cars. But but Skoda's current biggest, at this point in time at least, in Singapore, would be the Superb.
It's a nice car. I was pleasantly surprised when I test drove it. Honestly, can I just say, I put the Skoda Superb in the same category as I put the Toyota Camry. These are really beautiful drives. It is luxury. It is comfort. It is easy to drive. It's all of that. It's like when you get out, there's that nanosecond where you go, it's not pretty, but it's okay.
Yeah, no, I have to agree
and
with you.
And I feel the same way about the Toyota Camry.
No, but here's the thing. Toyota Camry it's a car that's highly reliable, known to be a car that will last you more than 10 years. But here's the thing. The Superb somehow seems smarter. The way it's put together, the features, the characteristics, the placement of buttons and all that kinds of stuff just makes it feel a lot smarter than the Toyota Camry. It's more practical. And obviously, you're not just driving a Toyota, you're driving a Skoda. And that kind of just makes you feel like you're getting so much more for the money that you're paying.
Because Skoda is a lesser-known brand right now, at least to Singaporeans,
yeah.
I think Skoda designers in general worked really, really hard to make their cars more attractive. there's all kinds of little nooks and crannies and little thoughtful hooks and what have you, that it just shows that they really put a lot of thought into the car design, which I was surprised by.
Well, I'm just going to say this, right? I'm really glad that Skoda came back. Because previously, while I was still a writer at sgkarma.com, when Skoda came, it was under Harvest Automobile or something like that, if memory serves correctly. That was when I tried the Fabia and the Fabia RS and all that kinds of stuff, and it was a really cool car, but it just didn't take off.
Right.
Now, I think Skoda is doing a lot better because of the marketing efforts, because of the pricing, because of the design. All these just add up to make the car a lot more worthwhile to consider.
All right, so there you have it. You've got some options to consider when you go to the SG Carmart Arcade Drive, which is with VW and Skoda, 21st January to 24th January. I say again, this is quite important. Register online at sgcarmart.com because capacity is something that they are concerned about. We want to make sure there's social distancing and everybody is safe. So please register at SG Carmart.
Yes, registration to attend is highly recommended. And again, like what Clarissa just mentioned, social distancing has to be adhered. It's a rule, it's a regulation that we cannot take for granted and we cannot ignore.
Absolutely. Now, next week, Julian and I are going to be talking about SG Carmart's Car of the Year 2020 winners, some of our favourites, and why we thought they were worthy of the win. That's next week on Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He's Julian Koh.
Yes. See you guys. Ciao.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.